Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
How about new?
I genuinely believe with my whole heart that I will never ever find that person. And I don't know whether it's because I am going through a breakup and I'm having probably the worst day that I've had for a while, but I'm like, when is it gonna be my turn?
Huh?
I don't understand when they talk about it being their turn. It's not like musical chairs or, you know, a game like where you're waiting on your turn. You gotta be a decent human being. You have to be loyal, caring, nurturing. You have to have realistic expectations. You can't have eyebrows that make you look like a Wolverine adversary. You know what I mean? You gotta put in the effort. It's not about when it's gonna be your turn. You're doing things wrong while you're dating. That's why you're failing. You just got over a breakup. What went wrong? Usually when they're vague or they don't say why they, you know, broke up, it's because it's something they did. Because, you know, any opportunity women have to bash men, they're gonna take it. Especially sitting in the car on TikTok. But let's let her continue. Maybe she'll say something profound.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. No, you can't play.
When am I going to meet that person who loves me the way I love them? When am I going to be lucky enough to be a mum? To get engaged? To create a life with someone, for someone to want their life with me? I just don't think that I'm going to find that right now. I don't want to be on dating apps. I don't want to meet anyone. I don't want to speak to anyone. So where does that leave me now? Because I'm that traumatised from the last few years of being single that I just can't ever imagine me moving on now.
And it's funny. The reason it's so funny is because when they're on top, they don't care about you at all.
Maybe it's your taste in men, you think? Once again, it has nothing to do with luck. I heard you use the word luck. It's not about chakras. It's not about energy. It's not about any of that. It's about doing the work to become a decent human being that a man would want to stay with. And it's also about picking a man who's a decent human being, who's worth staying with. And that's where most of you women struggle. How about you fire up that engine on that Toyota Corolla and drive to a therapist instead of making this TikTok? That's a start.
Your head's not screwed on right.
My therapist said that might have intimidated dudes.
Never ever, like, look down any of my friends' happiness, whether it's an engagement, buying a house. I'm so proud of everyone.
You're jelly.
But being the oldest in my group, I'm like, fucking hell. It's happening for everyone else, it's not happening for me. When am I going to meet that person who wants the life with me and will stay and never leave? And
she got 10 of those guys in her friend zone right now. And she knew when she first met them that they would make great husbands and great fathers. And they would give her everything she's asking for right now. Everything. And more. But he wasn't 6'3". Oh, he made a bad, you know, Power Rangers joke on the first date and I got the ick. See, that's the part she's not going to talk about, you know, in this car right now.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Here's the bottom line, ladies. If you want to get married and have kids and have a stable life, you're going to have to pick an average Joe man who don't give you the tingles. Men who give you the tingles aren't going to marry you and aren't going to take you serious. That's the message to pretty much 95% of women. Because guys who are above so-so, there's really not much in it for them to commit to one woman. Because you guys are basically just a depreciating liability. So trick a so-so man so he can give you the life you want before he realizes it was all a scam. But the men who pull women, they realize it's a scam early, very early in life.
Goddamn right.
I genuinely don't know how people get through heartbreak. The first person I ever loved has fallen in love with someone else in like 4 weeks. And now wants nothing to do with me.
Okay.
Like someone you tell everything to, has seen every bit of you, wants nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And treats you like a stranger just because they met someone else.
That sucks.
Like, how do people recover from that? so unfair. And you want to get back at them and you want to move on with your life, but you, like, literally can't. Like, I'm not from the UK, but I want to go back home to where I'm from, like, now.
Mm-hmm.
How can people be so cruel?
Don't tell me you're innocent. Because it insults my intelligence.
Things on dating app profiles that are an automatic no from me.
What the fuck was that?
If they have serial killer eyes. I feel like you know what I mean. When the eyes look so intense, it's like they're just boring into your soul through the phone screen. And if they can have that much of an impact through a photo, like, imagine waking up to that in the morning. And
did you know that I can see you?
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Hey, folks. You tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
Are you serious, ma'am? Are they dead serious? The Storm from X-Men hair, the stupid choppy eyebrow trend, the ridiculous inflated lips, the tattoos all over your body. Are you, like, I can't, man. I don't know if I could do this anymore. Oh, and don't get me started on Nose Ring Chronicles. You know the song, sing it in your head right now. She got the nerve to actually sit and talk about all the guys she wouldn't date. Trust me, ma'am. You're doing them a favor. I'm positive the guys you would date wouldn't want to date you. A guy having crazy eyes is the least of your problems.
And they have 5'10" as their height. I don't think I've met a single person who's said that they're 5'10" on their app and it's not turned out to be a lie. We can stand a short king, but we can't stand liars.
But the biggest red flag for me is if they say they want kids. Because I'm 99% sure that I don't want kids and I don't want to fall in love with someone. I just have to wake up because, you know, not wanting kids and someone wanting kids is quite a serious disagreement.
I am so glad you don't want kids. So at least part of your brain is saying, where you're like, look, I don't want to put my offspring through the craziness and the circus that is my brain. Ma'am, you literally sat in front of us and put on clown makeup. And you're talking about a guy saying he's 5'10 on a dating app. There's no way in hell that this woman thinks this looks good. She just can't think it. And I got another question for you. How old does this woman look? And do you think she gives her real age on dating apps?
Man, hell no!
And do you think she gives her real mental status on dating apps? This woman is clearly 46, but I'm sure she put 33 on her dating apps. How much you want to bet?
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
I'm convinced that every single girl has that one guy that the guy either never liked them back or the guy just never gave them a chance, that, like, that girl would literally drop anything to be with. Not even be with, but I'm just like, go on a date or go do something. I'm like, I have that one guy from high school and I'm like, if he were to reach out, I would drop everything.
One, she knows she's not a decent human. One, let's just be honest about it. It sounds fucked up, but it's true.
You women are horrible.
There are a lot of evil women out here. They don't care about what they do.
Most women these days, they have 7 guys like that. It's not just one. One wouldn't even be that bad. Well, yes, it would. Because eventually she's going to age out. You know, and she's going to probably marry some chump. And the guy she's talking about, he's going to have a lonely night one night and hit her up on a social media app just to get some quick, you know, poon. And she's going to throw away her whole family just to have a one night stand with a guy who never cared about her and was never gonna care about her.
A damn shame the girl can hardly spell her name. That's not our problem.
And this is why it made the most sense for men to only marry women who had their V cards. Because what man wants a woman who's been imprinted on by sometimes 10, 20, 30, 40 different men? It's absolutely disgusting. And men, you really should raise your standards. The ones who haven't already. If men completely ignored women even for bedroom fun until they met our standards, they change. It might take 10, 20 years, but they would change. But it's too many simps out there that would just give in. And it's too many thirsty chads who just can't help but get that itch scratched. That would ruin the whole plan.
All my hoes, I'm like, let's go out. Let's do something. Take me out. Like, I will hang out with you any day of the week. I'm like, I still stalk his socials. I still keep up with him. Like, I know what he's doing. He probably is. He doesn't even follow me. Like, he definitely has not seen what I'm doing for the past 4 years.
Fucking creep.
It's a little like, oh.
She wanted a lick. Yeah, Randy's face tells it all.
I think I've seen him once and talked to him once, and I was like so nervous. And I'm like, it has been now 5 years since I've even spoken to him. Why am I so nervous?
Somebody should call the police on this woman. It's creepy, you're a stalker, and we should give her all the heat that a guy would get if he was sitting in his car talking about this. For every beautiful woman you see, she got at least a few guys who she's like this over. So you should lose pretty much all respect for him.
I don't know, but I'm convinced that every girl has that one guy that the guy just like really never gave them that chance, and it was like maybe close or something, and it just never worked out. But I'm convinced, I don't know, I'm convinced me and him are still gonna like, he's gonna come around one day.
Not gonna happen.
No, he's not. He didn't give you a chance because he doesn't like you and he's never gonna like you. It's not like, oh, he didn't see my personality, that's why he never gave it a real chance. No, he saw your personality, and that's why he never gave it a real chance.
Good call!
Bingo.
And think about what percentile this man falls in if he has women like this still stalking him. I'm not saying she's a supermodel, but she's an attractive girl. So if he have this level of attractive women, you know, stalking him 5 years later, this is a 0.01% guy.
I don't know what you heard about me, but oops, you can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucker, P.I.M.P.
Women will continue to only hook up with the top 10% of men because there is literally no reason for them to mess with anybody else.
The most handsome man I have ever seen in my life, and I decided that he needed to be mine.
So he drops her off and tells her it's not him, it's her.
I can feel him running through my veins. He's still in me.
He was gorgeous. He was 6'3".
Oh,
he's
gosh.
Been an engineer at Apple for 11 years and 39. He was way out of my league, and he did not ask for my number at the end of it.
Will I ever stop crying over emotionally unavailable men? No. But will I at least stop trying to date them? Also, no.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.